Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for coming to worship this morning. Over on the right-hand side of the bulletin in the church calendar box, you'll see the announcements that we need to be aware of. We are continuing our Wednesday night Bible study at 6:30 p.m. in the Ed Building across the hall in the Fellowship Hall. We start at 6:30 with a light meal, and then we have Bible study, and then we have prayer time. Our third Sunday fellowship luncheon this month is not a luncheon, but a cookout at Julia Fernandez's lake house. And that will occur on Wednesday night, July the 15th at 6:30 p.m. At our session meeting last Wednesday night, the session approved the deacon's choice of Baron Caulfield as the church treasurer until a permanent church treasurer can be found. Session voted to approve structural engineer Mark Watson's plan for repairing the parlor and to issue a notice to proceed to Campbell Construction Company, Belden, Mississippi. And the estimate for that work is the estimate from Belden Construction Company, from Campbell Construction Company, was about $15,800, and we already owe $3,500 to the structural engineer for that. And then the session voted to discontinue the assembly on Sunday mornings after Sunday school over there. So those are the announcements this morning. Down at the bottom of the page, you'll see the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 27. Question 27 says, wherein did Christ's humiliation consist? And the answer is,
Christ's humiliation consisted in His being born and having a lower condition, made under the law, under the law.
Our call to worship this morning comes from John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Will you read it with me responsively? Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him."
God is spirit, and those who worship Him.
Join me in singing the doxology.
Praise God, Father, all that He's for. Praise Him, our Redeemer, Savior, King of all.
you, and you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. How sweet and awesome is this place, because this is the place where we come to meet with our God. Our God who created the heavens and the earth. This is the place where we come to sing the great hymns of the faith that magnify our majestic God and our Savior Jesus Christ. This is the place where we come to nourish our souls upon the Word of God. This is the place where we come to observe the sacraments that Jesus Christ instituted for His church. This is the place where we come to commune with God our Heavenly Father in prayer. And so, in the way that Jesus taught us, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 469. We're going to sing all stanzas of How Sweet and Awesome is the Place. Will you please stand and continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the Gloria Patri. Join me and let us recite our common faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, What is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we confess that we have acted foolishly. We have been rebellious. We have been self-centered. We have engaged in idolatry. We have ignored the teaching of Your Word. We thank You for the gospel where we learn that God saves sinners. We thank You for Christ's humiliation, where He was born in a low condition, made under the law, undergoing the miseries of this life, even the wrath of God and the cursed death of the cross. And we thank You that in Christ we have forgiveness of sins. We have redemption. We pray that You would forgive us today of our foolishness, of our rebelliousness, of our self-centeredness, of our idolatry. We thank You for the fact that the Lord Jesus emptied Himself of all but love and died to save Adam's helpless race. Empty us of all self-centeredness and pride, and give us a disposition to self-sacrificial service. Help us to follow the example of Christ, especially in the way of unhypocritical love. Teach us by Your Holy Spirit, through Your Word, as it is delivered to today. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Of reading this morning is found on page 795 and 96 in the back of your Trinity hymnal. It comes from Psalm 32. So would you turn there with me and let's read responsively the words of Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. Then I acknowledged my sin to You and did not cover up my iniquity. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to You while You may be found.
Surely the mighty water cries, they
You are my hiding place.
You will protect me from trouble.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you.
You may not be like a horse or a mule, which have no understanding, but which you throw up and cry, or they will not come to you.
Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in Him.
Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. You must sing all of you.
Our next hymn is number 521, and will you stand and let's sing stanzas 1 through 4. On Christ the Solid Rock. Thank you, and you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Father in heaven, our faith does look up to Thee for something solid to build our lives upon, which will endure through time and eternity. Our faith looks out around us for ways to express itself, to give credibility to our words of love and adoration. This offering is an expression of our faith. It's an expression of our thankfulness to Christ who rescued us from our sins. It's an expression of our worship. And so we give it as such to You, and we pray that You will bless it to Your glory and honor. Amen. Thank you. The message this morning comes from the Gospel of John, from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. John 15, 1 through 11. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you're clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." This is God's word. The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands and abides forever. May he bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.